Mike, when we take a look at this Gulf Coast Initiative, what's this going to mean for you all here?
Well, the big thing is that it's part of our watershed. It's part of the watershed of Weeks Bay that is an outstanding national resource water. So protection of that particular resource is very important to us. It helped, you know, we have a living laboratory here with where we do research, and then we take that research and we educate citizens and we educate decision makers and we educate students on the processes that go on in this estuary here at Weeks Bay.
Now, obviously, this is a beautiful place, and you want to keep it that way, and that's kind of what this initiative is about, to make sure we preserve this for years and decades to come, basically.
Certainly it is, and since it's part of the river that feeds into Weeks Bay, you know, all of the sources of potential pollution that come down Fish River are all impacting our bay, and so we work outside of the boundary of the reserve with our partners like NRCS to help out with working outside where the water, where stormwater is less, runoff is less, but also where, you know, you have the land uses that potentially could breed these pollutants that impact the water quality of Fish River and ultimately impact the water quality of Weeks Bay.
And you almost just took the next question out of my mouth, but you do work with a lot of partners on this project.
We do, and we've worked with NRCS, and we've worked with the local Soil and Water Conservation District for years on the watershed project that grew up in 1994 and then evolved into the program that we have as part of my duties at Weeks Bay.
Now, obviously, this is something that you're proud of. Is this something that's open for folks to see on a regular basis?
Right. Our facility has a visitor center, and we are open 6 days a week. We're just closed on Sundays. And certainly people can visit. We have boardwalks, and we have trails for people to see not only the wetlands and the bay itself, but the uplands here. And we try to work with all of our citizens, whether they're fishermen or just people who are interested walking in, whether they live on the water or whether they live up in the watershed. We try to work with all of our citizens to educate them, to teach them that there are different ways of doing things that can reduce impacts on water quality.